Heading overseas now, and Egypt's president has declared a state of emergency and deployed troops across the country to help police secure vital facilities after dozens of people were killed in the bombings of Coptic Christian churches. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. One analyst says Islamic State is now a significant threat to the Egyptian government. Lydia Khalil is a director of Arcana Partners and a non-resident fellow at the Lowy Institute, and I spoke to her earlier. Lydia Khalil, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the two bombings in Egypt. What do you make of these attacks?
Unfortunately, this isn't surprising. We've seen attacks targeting the Coptic community for decades now, and particularly more recently by the Islamic State around big holidays in the Coptic calendar. The Islamic State has been stating since February that it is planning on targeting the Coptic Christian community in Egypt, and they've carried out on that threat. The response of the Egyptian government and the security services, unfortunately, have been pretty tired and typical, and I fear have done very little to address the larger issues surrounding the Coptic community.
Is Islamic State intent on carrying out these types of attacks because it's under pressure on the battlefield in Syria and Iraq?
That is part of it, but I also think it's part of their larger modus operandi. For example, in Iraq and Syria, they made a strategy out of targeting minorities in Iraq and Syria, and Islamic State in Sinai is basically copying that playbook by targeting minorities in Egypt. There's a couple of reasons why they're doing that. In one hand, it is a relatively easy target. Security around churches, even though the security services have said that they're doing a lot around it, have been inadequate. The group is a minority in Egypt, and despite talk about national unity, the reality is in Egypt they have been a discriminated against minority and basically treated as second-class citizens for many years. So they're an easy target for them, an easy way to foment disunity and chaos. And unfortunately, they've been caught as the pawns between the battle between violent Islamists and the Egyptian government.
Is Islamic State a challenge to Egypt's president, el-Sisi?
Yes, they are. They're a considerable security threat in Egypt. They're not the only one. Since the coup that brought down Morsi and Sisi had taken over the government, violent Islamist forces have really upped their attacks against the Egyptian government and the Egyptian state. We've seen the highest levels of terrorist violence in Egypt since the 1990s, when the Egyptian Islamic Jihad was operating. So Islamic State in Sinai is one of many other Islamist groups that are operating there, but they are a significant threat to the Egyptian state.
It was only last week that Egypt's president el-Sisi was meeting the US President Donald Trump. Could the US be drawn into providing more help to Egypt in order to combat Islamic State?
Well, the United States has already given significant security assistance and money to the Egyptian armed services and the Egyptian state, and they've been doing so for many years. So I don't think that there will be additional aid provided. But the key question is what has the Egyptian state actually been doing with that aid when we've seen greater security threats facing that country? The heart of the issue in Egypt is that there needs to be serious political and societal reforms within the country. It's not just good enough to have a security crackdown. Sisi just recently announced a three-month state of emergency in Egypt, but that's already on top of very severe and some would say counterterrorism legislation that he enacted. Egypt has more political prisoners, including Islamists, than it had under the previous ousted President Mubarak. So there's already a significant security crackdown within the country. So this really isn't an issue of a greater security response, but rather the need for more political and societal reform to address not only the Coptic issue and sectarian issues within Egypt, but the broader nature of the Egyptian government in order for people to have a more political participation so it can stem this tide of violent Islamic attacks within the country.
If we look more broadly at the operations of the Islamic State group, countries like the US and its allies, including Australia, say they want to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. But even if that happens, will another insurgency simply replace it?
Well, the Islamic State does have outposts in other areas besides the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Certainly, it would be a significant blow if we were able to tackle that issue. But they have a presence in Libya, in Yemen, in Egypt, many other countries in Southeast Asia. So the Islamic State threat is not simply contained to Iraq and Syria, and it has to be addressed on numerous fronts. Plus, you have the issue of foreign fighters that have fled Iraq and Syria or will be planning to, and using that expertise to carry out attacks around the world. So it's certainly not just contained to Iraq and Syria. I don't think we'll be seeing a large peace dividend come out of any defeat within Iraq and Syria.
Lydia Khalil, thank you very much for speaking to The World today.
Thanks for having me.
Lydia Khalil, a non-resident fellow at the Lowy Institute.